Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones. And this one's being brought to you with support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title, your real estate resource. Joining us here in the studio is Chris Van Cleve this morning. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me here this morning, Hunter.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And of course, we're going to be talking about your music and your acting and plus, you're going to be playing over at the Five Points Community Farm Market this morning, too. So,
yes, lots, very much looking forward to that.
Lots to talk about, but first, what would you like to play?
We're going to do an up-tempo song that came through in 1983 with about six other Christmas songs in one night.
Okay.
This is a kind of foot-stomping Christmas song called Is There Any Room That You're In?
Excellent. Here's Chris Van Cleve here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It's that time of year again, time to make a list of all of our dear friends, those we might have missed. It's a time to remember why we're blessed with life to live. And though the seasons keep passing by, we're finding more room to give. Is there any room that you're in tonight? Is there any room that you're in tonight for the light in you to shine bright? White? Is there any room that you're in tonight? Let the star in you shine bright. White? Is there any room that you're in tonight? There's a traveler passing through, guided by the light of the stars shining deep in you. What a glorious sight. It's the same star that shines in me, the one that leads us all. And when we all open up to see, the voice within will call. Is there any room that you're in tonight? Is there any room that you're in tonight for the light in you to shine bright? White? Is there any room that you're in tonight? Let the star in you shine. A certain birth, born in the lowliest place, and it's the key for what it's worth to the whole human race. From the humblest place in us, love must be born, until we build with the total trust that first Christmas morn. Is there any room that you're in tonight? Is there any room that you're in tonight for the light in you to shine bright? White? Is there any room that you're in tonight? Let the star in you shine bright. White? Is there any room?
That woke us up here this morning. That was a rousing song, that's for sure. Chris Van Cleve here on Hunter at Sunrise. And Chris, why don't you introduce everybody here in the studio? We've got quite a number of people here.
Yeah, there's some really good friends that have worked with me over the years, in some cases for several decades. To my far right over there is Deborah Hofstetler.
Hello, Deborah.
And Trudy Molesky next to her, to my immediate right here.
Hello.
Both on vocals, and then to my left here immediately is Susan Thomas on vocals and violin.
Hello.
And then over there on the far left is Steve Neskis, who is playing harmonica on the last song and is our videographer here today.
Yes, yeah, so you brought your own videographer.
Well, I'm a fortunate man. I've got good friends.
You have to talk to Anthony Snape. He likes to go live from here on Facebook, so... Yeah, but well, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure, and thank you so much for having us here.
It's great to have you in. And so tell me about yourself. You know, I looked at your website and everything, and you've been doing this for a really long time, haven't you? Singing and acting.
Yes, I've always been attracted to creativity in both the performing and visual arts, and I started doing theater at the age of 11 with a musical in Montgomery, Alabama, The King and I, and got bitten by that bug, and started working professionally in 1971. Actually, in high school. I was playing in bands in high school underage in clubs in D.C.
Really?
And then thereafter went into the Army and was still writing and doing motion picture photography while I was in the Army, and then got out and was going to go to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and ended up getting a record deal prior to starting school on Paramount Records with Walker Daniels, who was the original lead in Hair, and had played Ronald Neal's roommate in Love Story with Ally McGraw. And Laura Branigan, who was a graduate at the American Academy at that time, came and joined our band. We had a folk rock group called Meadow on Paramount Records and released an album and a couple of singles. And that's still selling at ridiculous prices out there, far more than it did in those days.
Well,
Euros overseas, and I'm going, really? I wonder who's receiving that end of the bargain. So.
Well, you actually toured with Hair, didn't
I did.
You?
That was my first pro show.
Wow.
And then thereafter, I toured with two USA Canadian tours of Jesus Christ Superstar and one British tour, Jesus in the U.S. tours and Pilot in the United Kingdom tour. So
you were Jesus in one tour and Pilot in another?
Jesus in two tours. The second tour I did in the States was in 79 and 80. We played 125 cities in 8 months.
Wow.
And then shortly thereafter, I met my present wife of 31 years.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that, you got some congratulations coming, don't you?
Yeah.
What is it, like 1 week away for you?
Yes, just 1 week.
How exciting is that?
We are very excited. Next Sunday. I won't be here.
Hence your absence from your second love here.
Yeah, that's the reason. And, yes, Denise and I are getting married next Sunday, and it should be quite a time, I must say.
I wish you the best of happiness and love.
Well, thank you very much. You're going to be busy next weekend. You're going to be at the Sandler Center, aren't you?
I am. I'm reprising my role as reprising. Well, it depends on which side of the ocean you're on, actually.
Tomato.
That's right. at Sandler Center for the Performing Arts, Virginia Musical Theater's production of A Christmas Carol with original music by Chip Gallagher and Jeff Meredith. And also thereafter, that's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it's four shows.
Second through the fourth.
And there's two shows on the Saturday, 2 p.m. and an 8 p.m. Otherwise, the show on Friday is 8 p.m. and then a matinee on Sunday, 2:30 p.m. And then on the 8th of December, I'll be on my series that I started at Zeiter's American Dream Theater called Songwriters Live at the Z. And I'll be the featured artist this time. I'm usually hosting that.
Yeah.
But I'm playing Pass the Baton with Chuck Coyote Larson.
Oh, right.
On that one. He was our third featured artist up. And I'm
And these are things where you just get to know the artist as well as they play, right?
I've known Chuck since the late 70s, and that was when I came to Tidewater right off tour of my second tour of Jesus Christ Superstar. My first wife was from this area, so we started gigging around different places, and I met Chuck and Snuff, all the guys in Snuff way back then, and we've stayed really good friends. And
He's been on the show a couple of times.
And Carl was our first artist up on the series, Carl Warren.
Yeah.
And I've known him almost as long, probably at least 3 decades. Louis McGee was our second artist up, and I've known him since the late 70s, too, when the Jewish Mother was a little hole in the wall there on the Pacific, you know, before it expanded out, and kind of missed that place. So.
Well, before we get to talking more, what else would you like to play for us here?
I'm going to do a song that I wrote over in Tunbridge Wells, England, on a cold winter's night, and it was snowing outside, and the full moon cast a kind of lavender hue on the white snow.
That almost sounds like a Christmas carol there.
It is sorts. It's kind of a romantic ghost story about this time of year, but it's called Lavender White.
Here is Chris Van Cleave here on Hunter at Sunrise.
When I first heard the story, a chill ran up my spine. Some had only left it allegory, or water into wine. Lavender white, dripping through the shadows of the night, my delight to see it caught by the moonlight. Lavender white, someday, some way I'll make it right, then we'll take flight. Two ghostly doves, lavender white. No one saw her leaving. She left without a trace. Someone had thought they heard her grieving. No one saw her face. Lavender white, dripping through the shadows of the night. My delight to see you caught by the moonlight. Lavender white. Someday, some way, I'll make it right, then we'll take flight. Two ghostly doves, lavender white. You can't hold a phantom dream passing through you while you're sleeping. Love may not be all it may seem, still I know it's right. Lavender white, tripping through the shadows of the night, my delight to see you caught by the moonlight. Lavender white, someday, some way, I'll make it right, and we'll take flight. Two ghostly doves, lavender white, lavender white, tripping through the shadows of the night, my delight to see you caught by the moonlight. Lavender white, someday, some way, I'll make it right, and we'll take flight. Two ghostly doves, lavender white, lavender white.
Chris Van Cleave here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, that was really, really nice. And you say you wrote this song?
Yes, I did. It was in the late 80s in Tunbridge Wells, England.
Oh, wow.
Probably about 1989, somewhere around there. It was a cold night in a garage where I had my studio without any heat. And I guess seeing the snow falling on the lavender hue outside kind of put me into a altered state naturally, and that's what happened.
Right. Well, in addition to acting, you also have produced about 8 records?
Yes, that's right. In addition to the major label deal that I had on Paramount Records, I loved recording, and it's kind of like a mirror. You know, songs are like that for me. Writing is kind of journaling observations within me and what's going on in the world around, and it's the same way with recording for a dancer. They've got a mirror, you know, that they can see their moves and how they're aligning with a choreographed piece. And recording offers the same mirror, really, for musicians. mm-hmm. or for anybody for that, for radio announcers or whatever, because you can hear it back and say, well, I like that. I want to tweak that a bit, that sort of thing. So,
well, here's a tough question.
All right.
Here it comes.
Okay.
Which do you like better, doing songwriting and singing or acting?
Oh, Hunter, I'm like a kid in a candy shop. You know, I just, it's like asking me which of my children do I love best. I have four children, four grandchildren. Uh-huh. You know, it's all such a uniquely delicious experience. I just love being a part of creativity. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to say which I like better. Yeah. I think probably at this age and stage of my life, I find myself moving back into music, and I've got a catalog of over 1,000 songs that I want to start pitching to other artists and mm-hmm. to film and TV placements and things like that. So,
well, speaking of TV and film, is this true? You have two films? You're going to be in two films next year?
One had a sneak preview recently at the Contemporary Center of Art Museum. What is it called? MoCA, there okay. in Virginia Beach. And uh-huh. That was a few months ago. That's called The Eyes of the Roshi. Uh-huh. And it's a martial arts, modern-day Western kind of Quentin Tarantino-style film.
And what do you play in that?
I was one of the, I was kind of the kingpin bad guy that had all my men do the dirty work and enjoyed power tripping, and it was kind of a delicious actor role to play.
You know? Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Totally against my own personality, of course, but
yeah, you're the bad guy. All right.
Well, you know, it's like after you play Jesus Christ and you know, God and Children of Eden, it's like you got to balance it out maybe somehow.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
On the human side, just to stay humble, right?
And one called Hurry Scurry?
Hurry Scurry is a family film. It's a Christian film. And again, I played kind of a modern-day Scrooge character in that, businessman. And I'd hoped that was going to be out this year. They're still wanting to fine-tune it, so probably won't be released until 2017 for the Christmas season. But it is a Christmas story.
Interesting.
With talking animals, and it's quite sweet. You know, totally different genre from Eyes of the Roshi. But, you know, I love diversity and creativity and my friends. And it's fascinating for me just to watch life, you know, all of it.
And then you're on top of all this, you're producing a documentary.
That's right. That's had to be on a back burner in the past year or so. It's a documentary called Not Forgotten. My dad was one of those cases that never came back from Vietnam. He was a fighter pilot, and he was reported KIA, killed in action in my freshman year at Texas Christian University, 1969. Oh, wow. And there's over 1,600 cases of unaccounted for Americans from that war, and over 83,000 going back to World War II. So this documentary will hopefully not only tell my family's story and my dad's story, but also many other stories that deserve to be told, but also raise more attention and support to the recovery and accounting efforts on that side. And JPAC within the military services has done a wonderful job on that. And it would be great to have more public attention turned towards that because, you know, when questions are remaining unanswered, especially for decades, you know, about a family member and what happened to them. Yeah, it's not the easiest thing.
Oh, I bet. No sense of closure.
No sense of closure, that's right. And also honoring those that, you know, literally gave their lives in service to this country, regardless of how people might feel the pros and cons of that. But the truth is, that's what they did. Hmm. So,
we're talking with Chris Van Cleave here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I've got a song.
Time for one more.
All right. This is a song called Through the Snow of New Mexico, and it was written...
They have snow in New Mexico?
In northern New Mexico. It was actually written on a drive back from Taos, New Mexico.
Okay.
One of my all-time favorite places. And I was driving through the mountains on my way back to Santa Fe, and so this was written in a snowstorm driving through the mountains.
I've been up in those mountains.
Not the most intelligent thing to be doing in terms of safety.
Sure.
But
it's tough.
But this came through, and it also has in its third verse a nod to a special chapel in Santa Fe, where that's a whole other story. But look up chapel in Santa Fe and see what happens. All right.
Okay, here's Chris Van Cleave here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Playing for a town of simple people, treated like a king sent by a star. Singing from my heart while I'm still learning my part, giving all I've got to every show. Feels like there's a piece of me that's missing when I'm leaving what I love behind. Persons, places, things, memories, the future brings. The father watching his children grow. Driving through the snow of New Mexico, trying not to lose sight of the road. I pull over when I've got so far to go, and Tao still lingers in my soul. I'm headed south through the snow of New Mexico. There's something about the snow that feels holy, so pure and simple, gently falling white. Like a painter to the blind on the canvas of my mind, brush up the unknown to see my soul. Santa Fe has a stairway to heaven with no visible means of support. Carpenter's come and gone, but the miracle still lives on. The man could be back soon, for all we know. Driving through the snow of New Mexico, trying not to lose sight of the road. Should I pull over when I've got so far to go? Tao still lingers in my soul. I'm headed south through the snow of New Mexico. Headed south through the snow of New Mexico. I'm headed south through the snow. Mexico.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chris Van Cleve here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, thanks so much for coming down here today to do this.
It was our pleasure, Hunter. Thank you very much for having us here.
We hardly got to talk about the show you're doing this afternoon from 12 to 2 over at the Five Points Community Farm Market here.
Well, I'll be there and hope to see everybody there with me. So.
Now, is this whole entourage with
you? They're going to be singing with me on some songs, and I'll be doing some other songs, some Christmas songs, other Christmas songs, and some other songs that I've written over the years, but it'll be all original music.
So. Let's not forget the big deal at Sandler Center next weekend.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's a beautiful show. It's fully orchestrated and great production design values, beautiful set, beautiful people, and a lovely story, one of the best ever written. So come and see it.
I don't suppose you can do a little Scrooge right now, do you?
Convenient, he says. Well, it's not convenient. It's not fair. Bah, humbug. Keep Christmas in your own way, and I'll keep it in mine. Oh, well, let me leave it alone, then.
Yeah. All right.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. We got culture here.
Don't mind me. I'm just beside myself sometimes. I can't help it.
Chris Van Cleve here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thanks so much for being here
today. My pleasure, Hunter.